Southwark News, Thursday, August 14th, 2014. Help to buy has failed. Only two house hunters have taken up scheme. Just two house hunters in Southwark took advantage of the government's Help to Buy loan scheme in its first year. A tiny figure in a borough where the average cost of a home crested £500,000 in May prompted criticism that the flagship policy doesn't work in London. Nationally, more than 4,000 households in England have used the scheme, which offers buyers an interest-free loan worth up to 20% of the price of a new home up to the value of £600,000. Other figures, which cover an extra 3 months, show that 9 people in the borough's parliamentary constituencies used Help to Buy. Bermondsey and Old Southwark saw no completions using the scheme. 3 people in Camberwell and Peckham used it, and 6 in Dulwich and West Norwood. It is not clear whether the 9 who took up the scheme were from Southwark or Lambeth, as 2 of the constituencies straddle both boroughs. Neil Coyle, Labour's candidate for Bermondsey at the election in May, has said the scheme is failing to help those most in need. Help to Buy is just one more government scheme that simply doesn't work for Bermondsey and Southwark, he said. The coalition partners are failing to deliver for our community. MP Simon Hughes and the Lib Dems have failed to prevent the bedroom tax, failed to cut energy bills, and failed to tackle the cost of living crisis. Now, first-time buyers are being failed as local prices rocket while wages stagnate and our Lib Dem Ambi MP stands idly by. The scheme went live in April 2013 and was designed to kick-start construction by helping buyers who could save only a small deposit. But in London, where the housing lack of housing is most acutely felt, 6 boroughs have recorded no sales through the Help to Buy. Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, admitted that there was a problem with the scheme locally. He said, Help to Buy has proved to be successful nationally, but we have a problem in Bermondsey with a lack of affordable homes. I am proud that the present government is the first in 30 years to deliver a net increase in social housing across the country. However, the Labour Council have not kept their side of the bargain for people locally. They have been a roadblock stopping the increase in affordable housing in Bermondsey and Southwark. Between 2010 and 2014, Southwark Labour constructed just 33 affordable homes and demolished or sold nearly 1,000. Affordable homes are absolutely the biggest local priority. Labour are in no position to have a go at the government when their record in our borough is so bad.